Philip Simple, PA, Lefty, Urgent Care. Today's date is 08-04-2025. Dictation is for Miss Melissa Perales. Perales spells P-E-R-A-L-E-Z. Melissa spells M-E-L-I-S-S-A. Date of birth is 09-19-1982. This is a 43-year-old female, hair with sore throat, period. Next paragraph. Patients say that this has been going on for approximately 5 days. Came in today because of increased pain. She says she's having pain with swallowing. She denies trauma. Described pain as sharp, rated pain 6/10. Next paragraph, review systems. Patient reports cough, says cough is dry. Next line, she reports painful swallowing. Next line, she reports body aches, runny nose, and fatigue. Next line, patient says she will experience occasional nausea, but is not nauseated at the moment, period. Next line. Says she's drinking fluids well, but does not have an appetite for solids, period. Patient says she's currently drinking water and Pedialyte, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history is none. Past surgical history is none. Social history, she denies tobacco use, alcohol use, drug use. Next paragraph, medication none. Next paragraph, allergies none. Next paragraph, family history, cancer and diabetes. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert oriented in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 98% at room air. Blood pressure is 132 of 84. Pulse 98. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.9. Period. Next paragraph, throat, erythematous and edematous, tonsils, uvula, and pharynx. Uvula is midline and mobile. Next line, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity. Tender anterior lymph nodes. Next paragraph, respiratory good, inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmur, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen is non-distended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion, she bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is COVID infection, acute. Number 2 is acute pharyngitis. Number 3 is acute cough. Number 4 is acute rhinitis. Number 5 is acute fatigue. Number 6 is acute air pain. Number 7 is acute cervical lymphadenopathy, period. Next paragraph. We did the following tests in the clinic today. Flu. Next line, COVID. Both tests, correction, flu was negative, COVID is positive. Patient was given a work excuse to return to work on 10 August 2025. Next line, she was given the following injections, dexamethasone, 10 milligrams IM. She was observed in clinic for approximately 15/20 minutes, then reevaluated. She reports a slight improvement. Next paragraph. The risk for decompensation within 24 hours for COVID infection was used in evaluating this patient, semicolon. Our risk is low, as patient has no history of diabetes. Next line, no history of COPD. Next line, no history of asthma. Next line, our O2 sat is 98% at room air. Next line, she does not appear acutely ill. Next line, she is not over 65 years old, period. Next paragraph, patient and I had a lengthy discussion about her condition. We talk about the importance of increasing fluids, and we discuss the need for to return to the clinic if she experienced dizziness or sensation of passing out when she stands up. She was strongly encouraged to come back to the clinic or go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of the patient.